Trump hosts White House ceremony celebrating Women's History Month. By Nick Gilbertson on March 12, 2026. Washington, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump celebrated Women's History Month at the White House on Thursday, capped with the president signing a proclamation declaring March Women's History Month. First Lady Melania Trump opened the East Room ceremony with remarks, emphasizing that the role of women is closely tied to America's strength. The strength of America is closely tied to the role women play in shaping their children's character, education, and morals. The values cultivated within our communities shape the voice and vision of our next generation, the First Lady said. Be courageous and take risks. Advance your profession through inspiration. Be a bold chief executive while keeping your family, if you choose, so at the center of your nation's future, she went on to add, addressing young women in particular. Upon taking the podium, the president joked that the First Lady might be becoming a little too big for the White House after the success of the hit documentary Melania. He also thanked several of the women who are top officials and cabinet secretaries in his administration who were on hand, including White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt and Attorney General Pam Bondi. The president emphasized the contributions women have made to the United States and said his administration seeks to make America even better for women. From Martha Washington to Betsy Ross, from Clara Barton to Amelia Earhart, and Rosa Parks to Aretha Franklin, American women have propelled us to even greater heights, Trump said, adding his administration aims to make America better, safer and more prosperous for women and men, but much more importantly for women. Women from across the country spoke at the event and shared how the Trump administration's policies have benefited them. One woman, Heather, who is a waitress and the mother of a 14-year-old, spoke about the tax refund she is receiving thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill, which allows tipped workers to deduct up to $25,000 from their tipped income beginning this tax season. A lot of the people I've seen come and go in the industry are single moms, and they work hard. They're the hardest working people I know, she said. Then at the end of the year, they're always super stressed out because they don't know where they're going to come up with the extra couple thousand dollars that they owe on the taxes. She emphasized that she had to do a double take when she filed her tax return because she was receiving a $4,000 refund. And this year, I had to do a double take. I had to do my taxes twice to make sure this was real. I couldn't believe it. Thank you. Thank you so much, she told the president. U.S. Olympic bobsledder Kaylee Humphries, who has won 3 gold medals and 3 bronze medals, became emotional when she said the title she is most proud of is mom. She noted that she had her son through in vitro fertilization, IVF. She also surprised Trump with her Olympic Order of Echoes medal. Every Olympic medalist in the United States gets an Order of Echoes that they get to hand to somebody in honor and recognition of somebody who's made a meaningful contribution to their journey to the podium because Olympic medals are never achieved alone, she said. I'm so honored to present this, my Order of Echoes medal, to you, Donald Trump, she said to a thunderous applause in the room. She recognized Trump for protecting women's sports and his push to make IVF more accessible.